রূপেকং সহরস্য লুব্ধনয়নাম স্পর্শে অতি পৃশ্য কোচম বান্যামৃত কলিতশ্রুতিং পরিমলে সংহৃষ্টনাশাপুটাং আরজ্যদ্রশনাং পীড়াধরপুটে ন্যঞ্চন্মুখাম্ব রুহাং দম্ভোদ্গীর্ণমহাধৃতিং পরি বহিরপি প্রদ্যুদ্বিকারপূড়াং। This is a description about Srimati Radharani written by Srila Rupa Goswami, translation by Srila Prabhupada. Her eyes are enchanted by the beauty of Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kansa. Her body thrills in pleasure at his thoughts. Her ears are always attracted to his sweet voice. Her nostrils are enchanted by his fragrance, and her tongue hankers for the nectar of his soft lips. She hangs down her lotus-like face, exercising self-control only by pretense, but she cannot help showing the external signs of her spontaneous love for Lord Krishna. Radharani is internal potency of Krishna. You understand? Govinda Nandini, Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva, Sarvakanta Shiromani. Radharani enchants Krishna. Radharani gives pleasure to Krishna. And Krishna is everything for Radharani. And Radharani is Sarvakanta Shiromani. Radharani is the crest jewel of all the maidens. You understand? It is stated. So, Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he assumes the mood of Radharani and bodily color of Radharani and came as Gauranga. You understand? Though he is Krishna himself, but he thinks himself as Radharani. As Radharani was feeling and crying and feeling the pangs of separation of Krishna, Mahaprabhu was doing like that. And Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodara Goswami, they were Lalita Sakhi and Abhisaka Sakhi in Krishna Leela, in pastimes of Krishna. And they were Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodara Goswami in Gaura Leela, in pastimes of Gaura. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu sees them, Swarup Damodara Goswami Ramananda Rai, she begins crying as Radharani was crying. You understand? You understand? What she said? Ko Nanda Kula Chandrama?
Ko
Sikhi Chandra Kalam Kruti? ও মন্দ্র মুরলী রব ও সুরেন্দ্র নীল দ্যুতি গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু স্পিকিং অবাউট কৃষ্ণ হোয়ার ইজ দ্যাট সন অফ নন্দ মহারাজ কৃষ্ণ ও সিকি চন্দ্র কালম দ্যুতি is looking very beautiful on his head, where that Krishna is. Ko mandra murali rava, float, who sings very nicely, who plays very nice with the float. Where is that Krishna who plays so nicely with the flute? Where shall I go and where shall I find him? Who will help me in getting Krishna? You understand? Mahaprabhu was crying like this. You understand? So, this is Radharani. And those who are very intimate devotees, very dear devotees, Vaishnavas, devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they have all chanted the glories of Radharani. You understand? So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottamdas Thakur, they have all sung about Radharani. You understand? You know some songs?
In the books, sir?
Yes. Is there any song about Radharani?
Yes.
What is that?
Krishna, Radha Krishna.
No, no, about only Radharani.
Yes, I could find there are many songs.
About Radharani? There are many songs about Radharani?
No. There are different songs in the books.
Madhava Dvaita.
Radhe Radhe
Madhava Dvaita. Radhe Radhe Jaja Madhava Dvaita. That song? That is there.
Yes.
Any other song is there?
Any other song?
About Radharani? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. Ramani Siromani Mruso Vanu Nandini
Ramani Siromani Mruso Vanu Nandini
Nila Vasana Paridhana
Nila Vasana Paridhana
Chinna Purta Dini Varna Vikasini
Chinna Purta Dini Varna Vikasini
Baddha Kavari Hari Prana
Baddha Kavari Hari Prana
Avarana Mandita Hari Rasa Pandita
Avarana Mandita Hari Rasa Pandita
Tilaka Sushobhita Bala
Tilaka Sushobhita Bala
Kanchulika Sadita Sanamani Mandita
Kanchulika Sadita Sanamani Mandita
Kajjala Nayani Rasala
Kajjala Nayani
সৌন্দর্য কিরণ দেখিয়া যাহার
সৌন্দর্য কিরণ দেখিয়া
রতি গৌরী লীলা গর্ব পরিহার
রতি গৌরী লীলা গর্ব পরিহার
সতী লক্ষ্মী সত্যা সৌভাগ্য বলনি পরাজিত হয়ে যাহার চরণে
পরাজিত হয়ে যাহার
কৃষ্ণ বসিকারে চন্দ্রাবলী আদি
কৃষ্ণ বসিকারে চন্দ্রাবলী আদি
পরাজয় মানে হইয়া বিবাদী
পরাজয় মানে হইয়া বিবাদী
হরি দ্বৈত রাধা চরণ প্রয়াসি
হরি দ্বৈত রাধা চরণ
ভকতি বিনোদ সুগুমবাসী
ভকতি বিনোদ
It's written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Is that song? No.
I'm not sure.
Many songs are there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Narottamdas Thakur. Gaurakishodas Babaji Maharaj. They have songs. You understand? কোথায় গো প্রেম মোই রাধে রাধে
কোথায় গো প্রেম মোই রাধে রাধে
রাধে রাধে গো জয় 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 রাধে রাধে
দেখা দিয়া প্রাণ রাখো রাধে রাধে
দেখা দিয়া প্রাণ রাখো রাধে
দেখা দিয়ে প্রাণ রাখো রাধে রাধে
দেখা দিয়ে প্রাণ রাখো রাধে রাধে
তোমার কাঙ্গাল তোমায় ডাকে 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 রাধে রাধে
কোথায় গো প্রেম মই রাধে রাধে
কোথায় গো প্রেম মই রাধে 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 গো জয় রাধে রাধে
নাবন বিলাসিনী রাধে রাধে
নাবন বিলাসিনী
sung by by Guru Kishodas Babaji Maharaj. You understand? This is all about Radharani. You understand? Many songs are there. You should know all the songs. You can't know?
You know Rupa Prabhupada is interested in this, you can find in the books you have in Skand.
Yes.
There's no, this song.
Because you cannot understand about Radharani. Therefore Prabhupada didn't speak. You understand? Now you should make advancement to understand Radharani and sing about Radharani. You understand? You understand now? Glory. How? Rasika Nagari Gana Siromani Krishna Peme Sarahansi. Rasika Nagari Gana Siromani Krishna Peme Sarahansi. Prasava Anuradha Sudha Kalpa Vali Sarva Lakmi Gana Hansi. Prasavanu Radha Sudha Kalpa Vali Sarva Lakmi Gana Hansi. Rasika Nagari Gana Siromani Krishna Preme Sarahansi.
Rasika Nagari Gana Siromani Krishna Preme Sarahansi.
Rakta Pata Vastra Nitambo Upari Kyudra Ghanti Hele Tai. Rakta Pata Vastra Nitambo Upari Ghanti Hele Tai. Kuja Juga Pari Duli Mukta Mala Chita Hari Sova Pai.
Kuja Juga Pari Duli Mukta Mala Chita Hari Sova Pai.
Kuja Juga Pari Duli Mukta Mala Chita Hari Sova Pai. Sarasi Jabara Karnika Samana Ati Soya Kanti Moti.
Sarasi Jabara Karnika Samana Ati Soya Kanti Moti.
Kaisara Amruta Tarunya Karpura Mishra Sinta Dhara Soti.
Kaisara Amruta Tarunya Karpura Mishra Sinta Dhara Soti.
Manante Agata Brajapati Suta Parama Chanchala Bori.
Manante Agata Brajapati Suta Parama Chanchala Bori.
Heri Sankha Kula Nayana Bhangite Adore Testa Bori. Rajera Mahila Ganera Purana Jasamati Priya Patri.
Rajera Mahila Ganera Purana Jasamati Priya Patri.
Lalita Lalita Snehete Prafulla Sarira Lalita Gatri.
Lalita Lalita Snehete Prafulla Sarira Lalita Gatri.
Visakharasane Vana Phula Tuli Ganthe Vajayanti Mala.
Visakharasane Vana Phula Tuli Ganthe Vajayanti Mala.
Sagala Sri Yasi Krishna Rakhya Stita Parama Priyo Si Bala.
Sagala Sri Yasi Krishna Rakhya Stita Parama Priyo Si Bala.
Snigdha Venu Rabe Druta Gati Jai Kunje Pe Nata Gori.
Snigdha Venu Rabe Druta Gati Jai Kunje Pe Nata Gori.
Asita Nayani Namra Mukhi Sati Karna Kandu Yana Gori.
Asita Nayani Namra Mukhi Sati Karna Kandu Yana Gori.
Karsi Akamara Bayu Sushi Tala Kare Jabe Kunda Niro.
Karsi Akamara Bayu Sushi Tala Kare Jabe Kunda Niro.
Nidage Tathaya Nijagana Sahatu Sayego Kula Bira. Bhakati Vinoda Rupa Raghunathe Kahaye Charana Dhari.
Bhakati Vinoda Rupa Raghunathe Kahaye
Charana Dhari. Enara Radhasya Sudhira Sampada Kabe Dibe Krupa Kari.
Enara Radhasya Sudhira Sampada Kabe Dibe Krupa Kari.
So many songs about Radharani, and this is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You understand? So many songs are there, and you should know it and sing it, and get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Unless we get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, we cannot get Krishna. Because Krishna is the property of Radharani. You understand? Govinda Sarvashva. Govinda or Krishna is everything for Radharani. You understand? If Radharani will shower her mercy upon us, then we can get Krishna. Otherwise, not possible. You understand? Therefore, when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare means O Radharani. You understand? O Radharani. Hara, in address, it is Hare, O Radharani. First Radharani, praying to Radharani, then Krishna, Hare Krishna. You understand? Unless Radharani is pleased, Radharani showers her mercy, we cannot approach Krishna, cannot get Krishna. Therefore, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh Hare, oh Krishna. Oh Radharani, oh Krishna. That we chant and pray. You understand? Please accept me as your maid servant at your lotus feet. That is the purport of this, chanting Hare Krishna and nothing else. You understand? And this Mahamantra Hare Krishna, we all chant here conditioned souls praying Radharani and Krishna. You understand? Praying for their mercy, mercy of Radharani and Krishna. Thereby we can be their servant, made servant. And this Hare Krishna is also chanted in Golok Vrindavan. You understand? Yeah? When Mahaprabhu came, assuming the bodily hue of Radharani and mood of Radharani, he chanted this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. As they were chanting, as Radharani and all the gopis were chanting, in Golok Vrindavan, when they feel the pangs of separation of Krishna, then stand. Here question arises. If Srimati Radharani and gopis, they sing this Hare Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, when they feel the pangs of separation of Krishna, then what does it Hare means? If Radharani herself is singing, gopis themselves are singing, then what does this Hare mean? Here we say, O Radharani, Hare. But what do they say there, Hare? Do you know it? Huh?
Krishna never separated Radharani.
Huh?
Krishna never... Krishna is always with Radharani.
That's all right. Krishna is always with Radharani. Krishna is never separated from Radharani. That's all right. This is tattva. But Radharani and the gopis, they feel these pangs of separation of Krishna, as if he is away. Why is it so? Then this feeling of separation, the highest space of love, understand? The intensity of love is greater than, you understand? If there will be no feeling of separation, then there will be no intensity of love. When they feel this pangs of separation of Krishna, that means Krishna is away from them, outwardly. He is not with them, with Radharani or gopis. You understand? But in the heart is there. That means union is there in the heart. You understand? This is separation. Viraha. We say the word, specific word, viraha, in separation. You understand? Outwardly Krishna is away. But inwardly, in the heart, Krishna is there. They are uniting with Krishna in the heart, thereby. You understand? This is separation. Can you understand it? No, Hari?
Not really.
Huh?
Not really.
Not really. You can't understand it. You, Prahlad, you understand?
Too elevated.
Yes. This is for two elevated devotees. That's all right. How Krishna is outwardly away, you understand? And how is he there in their heart? There is union in the heart and separation outside. That is viraha, separation. You understand? This is the highest stage of love of Krishna. You understand? The highest stage. Thereby the intensity of love is greater. You understand? So you should cry for Krishna like this. So, then Radharani, my question is, then Radharani and gopis are singing this Hare Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. What does this Hare means? Here Hare means, O Radharani, we conditioned souls say. But what do they say? Radharani herself is singing this. You don't know? Then what sort of Vaishnava you are? You don't know this Hare Krishna?
No question.
Two words are there, Hari and Hara. You understand? In address, Hara is Hare. In address, Hari is Hare. They say, O Hari, O Krishna, O Ram. You understand? Yes. But we say, O Radharani, O Krishna, O Ram. Yes, dear. You understand? Hara in address, Hare. Hari in address, Hare. You understand? You should know this thing, not this thing. You understand, Gopi Kanta?
I'm not quite
sure. That means, oh, Hari.
Hari, yes.
You understand now? And we sing Hare Krishna, or Radharani, or Krishna. We sing like that. And Radharani, Hara means Radharani. In address, it is Hare. The word Hari, oh, Hari, in address, oh, Hare. You understand? Two words, Hara and Hari. An addressing form is Hare, both of them. You understand? So this is the difference. You should know this thing. Because this Mahamantra is sung by Radharani and gopis also. That we are singing. But it differs here and there. We pray to Radharani and Krishna, and they pray, Hari, O Hari, O Krishna, O Ram. You understand? The same thing. You understand? In other words, we say, both conditioned souls and liberated souls, they sing this, Hare Krishna. You understand? And also the Radharani herself and her girl companions, gopis, they also sing this Hare Krishna. You understand? All sing this Hare Krishna. And Mahaprabhu came down from that platform here and sang Hare Krishna. As Radharani was singing, Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhav. Embodiment of Radha Bhav, isn't it? Therefore, he is singing Hare Krishna. You
understand?
Yes. Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes, he says, O Hari. Yes, as Radharani is singing. Yes, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the embodiment of Radha Bhava. You understand? So he says, oh Hari. But for us, oh Radharani, oh Hari. For us, conditioned souls. You understand? Yes. Yes, he is raises a question. You understand? Kalakantha raises a question. Why Radharani is said as Hari? This question he raises. Can you answer it? Huh?
Why?
Yes. Why Radharani is addressed as Hari? He raises this question. Yes? Yes, answer.
The name Hari, Hara, and means Radhani, Radhani is an internal potency of
Krishna.
Krishna.
Radharani's name is Hara.
Hara, yes.
Therefore, in address, said Hare. This is the only one reason, isn't it? This is the only one reason. Are there any other reasons? Yes. He raised that question. Why Radharani said in address, said Hare? You understand? That what you say, that is one reason. You understand? That is one reason. But there are other reasons also. You understand? There are other reasons. You know that?
No. No.
You don't know it. You should know it. This Goswamis, they have said all these things. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Jeev Goswami, they have all said about this. You'll never find anywhere else. Why Radharani is addressed as Hari? You understand? This is a very important question. And all the Vaishnavas should know it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jeev Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they have all given their commentaries on it. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This Ram, this Krishna and Hare. Jeev Goswami says, Sri Radhaṁ Ramayamāśo Rāmasthena Mato Hari. Radhaṁ Ramayamāśo Rāmasthena Mato Hari. How? You understand? She puts on sari, nice sari. She is not naked like your Western woman, all naked. Isn't it? She puts on sari and puts a bhav. You understand? Puts a bhav on her head. She never shows her face to anybody. You understand? Like this. Face cover. You understand? And when she walks, She never walks like that, bending. Her body is bent, you understand? And walks very slowly, as if no sound will be produced. You understand? Can you walk like that? That is Badhu. Vidya Badhu Jivan. Badhu means is endowed with same. Those who are sameless, they never put on veil on their head. Sameless women or girls. You understand? Is naked. And their body is never bent. Straight body. You understand? Half naked. Never put on sari. If put on sari, no veil. Without veil. You understand? This portion bare. And walk straight. Like that. You understand? But a Badhu is different. She is full of shame, she never shows her face, her face is covered, and her body is never straight, bent, and walks very slowly, as if no sound will be produced. You understand? This is ornament, natural ornament of women, alankar. You understand? Natural ornament. That is stated here. Lajja rupo, podavastra pundhan. Lajja, the same. As if the same is the garment of Radharani. You understand? Radharani's garment, same. You understand? Lajja rupo, podavastra pundhan. This is natural ornament of women. Natural ornament. If any woman is bereft of this ornament, what will you say? Shameless. She is shameless, isn't it? Nilot, shameless. She walks straight, she is naked, galloping like a mare, horse. High heel, putting on high heel shoes, galloping like a horse, mare, isn't it? That is shameless woman, you understand? Bereft of this natural ornament. We say in our language, ghoda muhi, ghodi bhajanasu. Laughing like a mare, ghodi. Ghoda muhi. If ghoda means horse, her face is high. Her face is not bent, high. Laughing like a mare. You understand? We say it's nilot, shameless human, bereft of natural ornament. You understand? You should know everything. This is a natural description, a natural beauty of a woman. Understand? Natural beauty. So here it is stated that lajja rupo podavastra parihara. And the same is the garment, the cloth of Radharani. You understand? Sandarja rupo kunkuma shobhita syamavati. Her beauty is like kumkum, you understand? Sringara rasa rupa kasturi dvara chitra kaleva. Kasturi. Generally, Krishna and Radha, they decorate their face with kasturi. You understand? Kasturi tilakam. Lalata patale kasturi tilakam. When it is a prayer, for Krishna, isn't it? Krishna is Tabakaraja, Lalata Pakale, Kasturi Tilakam. Bhakthastale Kaustubam. It's prayer, do you understand? So, Krishna's face and Radharani's face are decorated with Kasturi. Nice Kasturi like that. Do you understand? Have you seen Kasturi? A scented substance. Mruganavi Kasturi, we say. It is produced, one type of Mruga deer is there, that's not Kasturi Mruga. Very small Mruga deer, Kasturi Mruga. And this Kasturi is derived from the navel of that deer. It's known as Kasturi. You understand? Very scented substance. Have you seen? You have not seen. Yes, very costly. That is very costly and very scented. Yes. This state is Saundarya Srungara Rasarupa Kasturi Dvara Chitra Kore Vara. You understand? And that Kasturi is like what? Srungara Rasarupa Kasturi. Srungara means love. Transcend love. The Kasturi is as if it is transcendental love. And her body is decorated with that Kasturi, Radharani's body. You understand? So many descriptions are there. I need not describe so much for you. It is difficult on your part to understand it. This Radharani's beauty, bodily description. And we should pray for the mercy of Srimati Radharani. You understand? Unless we get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, we cannot get Krishna. Isn't it? Our aim is to get Krishna. You understand? Kabhujpato Sambhuddha says, our aim is to get Krishna, but how can we get it? Unless we get the mercy of Radharani, we cannot get Krishna. Radhara Krishna, Govinda Sarvashva. You understand? That Govinda Krishna belongs to Radharani. You understand? It belongs to Radharani. If Radharani will be merciful on us, then we can get Krishna, otherwise not possible. Therefore, we take shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. You understand? Our chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Radharani. This Hare means, O Radharani. You understand? First we pray to Radharani. O Hare, Hare means Hara in address Hare, O Radharani. You understand? Then Krishna, O Krishna. First, O Radharani. Because by getting her mercy, then we go to Krishna. Otherwise, you cannot approach Krishna. So, first Hare, then Krishna. You understand? Kamsundas Bhujpatsada. Hare kaile, he Radharani. Ka Radharani kupa no mille, ame Krishna paku jai. Tenu prathame Hare, tapare Krishna. He Hare, he Krishna. He Radharani, he Krishna. You understand? This is Hare Krishna. So we have to take shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Goswamis have written many poems, verses on Srimati Radharani. You understand? Because they are very dear to Srimati Radharani, dear devotees of Srimati Radharani. So they have got Krishna. So I will just chant some of the verses written by Goswamis. Anaradhya Radha Padambhudarinu Manasritya Vrindatavim Tat Tadangam Asambhasya Tad Bhava Gambhira Chittam Kutahsyama Sindhu Rasasya Vagaha happens in Korea, then this is what? Yeah, this is nice. Nahi ara dile
ata odam bhojorinu nahi ara dile
taharo po tanko puto brojo na bhodile
taharo po tanko puto
से दिले राधिका गम मीर भाव भक्ति
से दिले राधिका गम मीर भाव भक्ति
श्याम सिंधु रसे की से होवे अनुरक्ति
श्याम सिंधु
अनाराध्य राधा पदम भजरेणु मनाश्रित वृंदा कवि तत्पदाकां अशुंभाष्य तद्भाव गंभीर चित्तान कूतः श्याम सिंधो रसस्यावगाह राधा पदाम्भुज रेणु नहीं आराध्य रेणु मीन्स डॉट डस्ट एट दी लोटस फीट ऑफ श्रीमती राधा रानी अंडरस्टैंड राधा पदाम्भुज रेणु अम्भोज मीन्स लोटस पदो मीन्स फीट रेणु मीन्स डॉट यू शुड नो ऑल दिस वर्ड्स इफ यू वॉन्ट ओर सी दी डस्ट एट दी लोटस फीट ऑफ राधा रानी understand? You cannot get Krishna. Do you follow? Tahanko podanko puto brajona bhojile. Brajabhumi, you know?
Love.
Yes. Brajabhumi is Vrindavan. That's all I. And the dust and the land of Vrindavan has become purified. How? Because Radharani was walking on it. Radharani is always walking on it. You understand? The whole land, the earth, has been purified by the walking of Srimati Radharani. You understand? Nasevile Radhika Gambhira Bhava Bhakti श्याम सिंधु रसे किसे हबे अनुरक्ति राधा मूड राधारानी मूड इफ यू वॉन्ट सर्व दैट सर्व मूड दैट मीन्स दैट कृष्ण जो दैट मूड ऑफ राधारानी एंड बिकेम गौरांग इफ यू वॉन्ट वर्शिप गौरांग सर्व गौरांग यू कैन नॉट गेट कृष्ण श्याम सिंधु रसे किसे हबे अनुरक्त श्याम रस इज लाइक एन ओशन अंडरस्टैंड मेलो रस इन इंग्लिश मेलो लाइक एन ओशन यू कैन नॉट बी इंटरेस्टेड टुवर्ड्स दैट ओशन अंडरस्टैंड यू फॉलो मीनिंग कौन संगदास बुझ ना बुझे किसी असुविधा नहीं राधा पदाम्बज रेणु नहीं आराधिले ताहार पदांक पुत ब्रजना भजिले न सेविले राधिका गंभीर भाव भक्ति श्याम सिंधु रसे किरे हेबे अनुरक्ति बुझियो किछ कहिबा दरकार देन अभिमानं परित्यज्य प्राकृत वपुरादिषु श्रीकृष्ण कृपया गोपी देह ब्रजे वसाम्यहं राधिकानुचरी भूत्वा पारकीय रसे सदा राधा कृष्ण विलासे सुपरिचर्यां करोम्यहं दिस नेक्स्ट पार्ट आर सी दिस सॉन्ग फॉर्म ऑफ दिस पार्ट स्थूल देहादिते आत्मा बुद्धि परिहरी पुरादिषु श्रीकृष्ण कृपया गोपी देहे ब्रजे वसाम्यहं राधिकानुतरीभूत्वा पारकीय रसे सदा राधा कृष्ण विलासेषु परिचर्यां करोम्यहं. दिस इज वर्स एंड इट्स मीनिंग थुलो देहा दिते आत्मबुद्धि परिहरि कृष्ण कृपा श्रये नित्य गोपी देह धरि. द फर्स्ट टीचिंग इन श्रीमद् भगवद्गीता. I am not this body, I am spirit soul. You understand? That says, Thula Deha, the gross body. We think this gross body, the self, the conditioned soul. And this verse says, you give up this idea, this buddhi, this intelligence. To think this gross body is the self. Do you understand? Give up this intelligence. Give up this imprint. Do you understand? Krishna Krupa Swaye Nitya Gopi Deha Dhari. Krishna is known as Gopikanta, Gopinatha. Isn't it? Husband of gopis. Beloved of gopis. Do you understand? So, if we want Krishna Krupa, the mercy of Krishna, we should pray for getting such a body like that of gopis. No? You won't pray for it? Nobody laughs. Shall I pray for getting a body like that of gopi? Otherwise, how can you get Krishna? You don't want to get Krishna? Then, this should be prayer. You cannot think of it. Oh, I have a male body, very nice body. Why shall I have a female body? No, body of gopi means female body. You think so? Do you think so? No. Oh, and then you become female. Sorry. Put on a sari. Then become female. So Prahlad, buy a sari for Nruhari. Dress him like a gopi. Is it a light, Nruhari? Mood must be like that. We speak of mood. You understand? The mood. The Goswamis are like that. Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami are like that. Gopi Deha. Their bodies like that of the gopis. That means mood. This, that I say this is allegorical. Do you know what is allegory? Now, the allegorical is saying this thing. Though outwardly, the body is male's body, but it is not so factually. That means in transcendental, in spiritual sense, is a gopi deha, the body like that of gopis. You understand? Such is the mood. Because unless you have such body or mood, you cannot serve Krishna. you cannot serve Krishna. Then stand. Because he is Gopinath or Gopika. It's a very nice name, a very favorite name of Krishna is Gopinath. Gopinath. His song is there, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Do you know that song?
Gopinath.
Sing it.
By very ring and candle. I can sing by heart. But I don't know.
You have got song book. Is there no song
be.
Like that? It
should be.
Very nice song, Gopinath song.
Gopinath Mama Nivedana.
Gopinath Mamo Nivedana Suno. Then? Isai Durjana Sada Sada Pape Rato Pichu Nahi Moro Puna. Gopinath Mamo Nivedana Suno. Do you get it?
Yes.
Yes. You see. Gopinath Mamo Nivedana Suno. Isai Durjana Sada Kamo Rato. কিছু নাহি মোর ও গোপীনাথ লর্ড অফ দি গোপিস প্লিজ হিয়ার মাই রিকোয়েস্ট মাই প্রেয়ার আই এম এ উইকেড ম্যাটেরিয়ালিস্ট অলওয়েজ অ্যাডিক্টেড টু ওয়ার্ল্ডলি ডিজায়ার অ্যান্ড নো গুড কোয়ালিটিজ ডু আই পজেস গোপীনাথ আমার ভরসা তুমি তোমার চরণে লইনু শরণ তোমার কিঙ্কর আমি ও গোপীনাথ ইউ আর মাই ওনলি হোপ অ্যান্ড দেয়ারফোর আই হ্যাভ টেকেন শেল্টার এট ইউর লোটাস ফিট আই এম নাও ইউর ইটারনাল সার্ভেন্ট লাইক দ্যাট ভেরি নাইস দ্যারফোর ইট সে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ কৃপয়া গোপী দেহে ব্রজে বসাম্যহং কৃষ্ণ কৃপাশ্রয়ে নিত্য গোপী দেহ ধরি দ্যারফোর অ্যাজিউম দি বডি অফ এ বডি লাইক দ্যাট অফ দি গোপী দেন স্টে ইন ব্রজভূমি ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড স্টে ইন ব্রজভূমি আন্ডার দি মার্সি অফ কৃষ্ণ কবে আমি পার কি আর সে নিরন্তর রাধা কৃষ্ণ সেবা সুভক্ষ লভিব বিস্তর হ্যাঁ দ্যাট ডে উইল কাম কবে হবে বলো সে সুদিন আমার ওয়েন দ্যাট ডে গুড ডে অসপিসিয়াস ডে উইল কাম হ্যাঁ আই উইল জাস্ট আই উইল এন্ডোর্ড with that mellow parokya rosa. And then I can get this opportunity of serving Radha Krishna. You understand? It's like that. Then says, Dura tupasya sojanan sugamartha kutin sarvesu sadhana varesu tirang nivasa varsanta meva sahajat bhuta saukhya dharang শ্রী রাধা চরণ রেণু মহং ভজামি সর্বধর্মান পরিত্যজ্য মামেকং শরণং ব্রজ দ্যাট লাস্ট ইজ কনক্লুডিং ইনস্ট্রাকশন অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন শ্রীমদ ভগবদ গীতা হিয়ার ইট সেজ সর্বধর্মান পরিত্যজ্য আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড রাধা পাদ রাধা পাদ দাস্য সর্বধর্ম পরিত্যজ্য টেক শেল্টার এট দি লোটাস ফিট অফ রাধা রানী দুরাদপাস্য সুজনান সুখমর্থ কোটি সর্বেষু সাধন বরেষু চিরং নিরাশ বসন্তমেব সজাদ্ভূত সৌখ্য ধারাং শ্রী রাধা চরণ রেণু মহং ভজামি আই উইল সিং দি পোয়েটিক পার্ট আই এম নট এ গুড সিঙ্গার you are a singing musician. Sodana samanda sukha chatur varga artho. সুখ চতুর বর্গ অর্থ সকল সাধন ছাড়ি জানিয়া অনর্থ সহজ অদ্ভুত সৌখ্য ধারা বৃষ্টি করি রাধা পদ রেণু ভজি শিরে সদা ধরি। The devotee, the Goswami, the pray for the dust of the dust of Radharani's lotus feet. You understand? How can I get it and put on my head? This is the sum and substance of this verse. I will give up all my worldly relationships. You understand? The relationships in this material world. Husband and wife relationship, father and son relationship, friendly relationship, and master and servant relationship, and other relationships. Five types of relationships are there in this material world. To give up all these relationships, I will also give up these four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, mokya, chaturvarga. You understand? You know it? Dharma, artha, kama, mokya? Yes. So I need not explain it in English. I will give up all sorts of sadhana. You understand? Because these are all anarthas. These are all material things and very, very troublesome. You understand? These are anarthas. I will give up all these things. Sahaja adbhuta saukhya dhara vrishti kori radha pado renu bhaji sire sadadhari. The easiest path is to ask for the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. When shall I get it and put that dust on my head? You understand? In other words, he says, Asasya dasyam vrsabhanu jaya, irei samadhyasya chabhanu jaya, kadanu vrindavana kujyam vithi swaham, nu radhe yatir yatithir bhavyam. This is the next part, the poetic. Vrsabhanu kumari ro, hoi boking kari
Vrishabhanu kumari ra hoi boking kari
Kalinda nandini tire rabo vaso kori
Kalinda nandini tire rabo vaso kori
Karuna kariya radhe e dasira prati
Karuna kariya radhe e dasira prati
Vrindata vi kunja pothe
hoibo titi
Vrishabhanu Kumari ro hoibo kinkari. When that day will come, I will be made servant of the daughter of Vrishabhanu. That means Srimati Radharani. I'll be made servant of Srimati Radharani. Do you pray for it?
I have to pray.
You have to pray. Yes, that's the only prayer. Kalinda Nandini tire bavasa kori. Kalinda Nandini. Daughter of Kalinda. That means river Jamuna. I'll reside on the banks of river Jamuna when the day will come. Do you understand? Because that is the favorite of Srimati Radharani, Jamuna river. She used to take always, used to take bath in Jamuna river. If I'll stay there, then get her association, kind association, isn't it? She may listen to my prayer then, isn't it? Karuna koriya radhe e dasiro prati vrindatavi kunjapati hoibo otiti. You understand? O Radharani, e radhe, please have your mercy on me. I am your maid servant, dasi. Isn't it? Are you a maid servant of Radharani? Death becomes soon. You understand? Becomes soon. A maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Otherwise we cannot get Krishna. You understand? Pankaja. Taitaka dharma. Karuna koriya radhe. Eva asira prati. O Srimati Radharani radhe. Please have our mercy on me. Well, your maid servant, a dasi. I am your dasi. I am your maid servant. Please accept me as such and shower your mercy on me. Then say, this is prayer. Vrindatavi kunja pathe hoibo oditi. You understand, in Vrindavan and that kunja where Radha and Krishna unite together, meet together, the path leads to that kunja. I should be waiting there, on that path, isn't it? When that day will come, this is prayer. So many prayers are like that time. Yes.
And often, very often, they say that we can't pray, chant the name of Srimati Radharani because it's the same like Sahaja, because we don't know Srimati Radharani. So, we can worship Srimati Radharani without Krishna.
No. Krishna is always with Radharani. Krishna is never without Radharani. Do you understand?
When you chant Jai Radhe, you say it's not good.
Yes. Jai Radhe means Radhe with Krishna. Krishna with Radha. Krishna is always with Radharani.
So we can't chant only Radha. We can chant Jai Radhe.
Why not? Glorifying Srimati Radharani. Do you understand? Radharani is not there alone. She is always with Krishna. And her mercy is required to approach Krishna. Do you understand? Therefore we pray to Srimati Radharani.
Second question is, how to get that...
Therefore we chant Hare Krishna. First Hare, then Krishna. How do you say that we are not understanding Radharani's name? Hare means Radharani.
No, Kirtan.
Yes. That is our Kirtan, that is our prayer, that is our job, that is our remembrance, maran, everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Oh, Radharani, fast. Then, oh Krishna.
What's the best way to pray Srimati Radharani?
Chanting Hare Krishna?
Yes. there is a lot of people. Many people chant Hare Krishna. They come to check that. They can't get that. That's Srimati Radharani Lord's feet.
Because they don't want it. They don't want it. They never desire for it. They understand? How can they get? One should be very eager to get it. The mercy of Srimati Radharani. The dasta for lotus feet.
When we have to pray spiritual master or because?
Who is the spiritual master? What is his real form? Spiritual master is the girl companion of Srimati Radharani. Radha Priya Sakshi. So, Nikunja, you know Ratikeli Sri. Yesterday I was telling that. His spiritual master, he is she. You understand? Very dear girl, friend, companion of Srimati Radharani, spiritual master. You understand? So
that means we have to go going to Srimati Radharani first.
Yes. First approach spiritual master. Then you can approach Radharani, then you can approach Krishna. Otherwise not possible. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. He, what he says yesterday, I was telling, Gauranga Nayamara Radhanga Sparshana Gopendra Suta Vina Unni Gopendra Suta Vina Nasparse Anya Jana. You see. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, yesterday I told, why don't you remember of this? You are such a rascal. Gauranga, Gauranga Nahe Moro, Radhanga Sparshana. He says, Mahaprabhu says, this body of mine is not Gauranga. Anga means body. This is Radhanga Sparshana. It is touch of the body of Srimati Radharani. Then stand. Gopendra Suta Pina Keho, Gopendra Suta Keho Nasparse Anya Jana. Only Gopendra Suta, the son of Nanda Maharaj, can touch this body. No one else can touch this body. You see? Mahaprabhu says, who is Krishna himself? Then?
Another thing, Guru Maharaj, is that when we worship, we are worshipping Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself Krishna,
yes,
it's not possible to worship Krishna as Gauranga.
Yes. Gauranga means Radha and Krishna mixed together, united together. You understand? Jugala, Tanu. Radha and Krishna, two bodies mixed, become
Gauranga. When chant Hare Krishna, we worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes. And Radha Bhav, isn't it? Radha Bhava Ungi Kori. We are chanting that thing. What we are chanting? First, beginning. You see, that we are chanting. Navadipe avatari Radha Bhava Angi Kori Tar Kanti Angero Bhushan Tinoman Chavilasi Sachigar Beparakasi Sanjanoya Parishoda. You see. In Navadip, incarnated himself in Navadip, assuming the mood of Radharani. You understand? Tarkanti Angera Bhushan. The body, the complexion of Radharani. You understand? And bodily hue, bodily effulgence, everything Radharani is. You understand? That is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You see. His mood is mostly Radharani, not Krishna. We should not, if you will be a pujari, and if there are these deities like we have, Gauranga deities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deities, and Nityananda, you understand? Don't dress. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna. Don't dress it. Don't put on this, what is peacock feather, on the head. No, that is not pleasing to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. See, he thinks himself as Radharani. You should know all these things. Pujari should know all these things. I have seen many pujaris dress Gauranga Mahaprabhu and put peacock feather. That's not pleasing to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. No. He thinks himself Radha. Radhaunga, this is the body of Radharani. Only Gopendra Suto, the son of Nanda Maharaj, can touch this body. No one else can touch this body. Yes. So, what is that? Radharani. Radha Bhav is the predominating Bhav. You understand? Radha Bhav is the predominating Bhav, not Bhava Krishna. That is the mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Ko Krishna? Ko Nanda Kula Chandra Maha? Ko Sikhi Kalan Kruti? Ko Mandra Murali Rava? Ko Surendra Nila
Dhuti?
Nila Dhuti. You see? Ko Rasa? Rasa-rasa tandavi, yes. You see? Prana moushadhi, you see? You understand? He was crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was crying. You understand? When he sees Swarupa Damodara Goswami and Ramananda Rai, they are like Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi. You understand? They were Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi in Krishna Leela. In Gauranga Leela, they were Swarupa Damodara Goswami and Rai Ramananda. You understand? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani. You understand? So as Radharani was crying before Vishakha Sakhi and Lalita Sakhi, how can I get that Krishna, Nanda Kula Chandramaya? Sikhi Kalan Kruti. Sikhi means Sikhi Kalan, you understand? All this. he was crying for it. Radharani was crying for it. Similarly, Mahaprabhu was crying. So Radha Bhava is predominating, not Bhava Krishna. You understand? So don't dress Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Krishna. No. He'll never be pleased. Though he is non-different from Krishna, still mood is Radharani's mood. This is important. And this is pleasing to Gauranga.